Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Veronica Hendricks, Collard Greens and Caviar food blogger. If you have not had a chance to check out my blog, pop on over to collardgreensandcaviar.com for some easy recipes and some great food stories. Well, I'm back in the kitchen doing what I do, cooking up a storm. Got a question for you. Hey, good looking, have you been cooking? Oh yeah, I know you have. I bet you have. We've all been cooking since we've been on quarantine, since we've been on lockdown, since we're all trying to stay safer at home. And I've been in the kitchen too, cooking quite a bit, working through a lot of recipes that I'm so excited that I'll have an opportunity to share with you. One of those recipes is going to be so easy, it's going to blow your mind. It has very simple ingredients in it, things that you probably already have in your kitchen. Like that 32-ounce tub of plain yogurt you've got sitting in the back of your refrigerator. You know that yogurt that you use for breakfast in the morning? You put it in a bowl with some granola and some berries and a few nuts. That yogurt. This recipe uses that yogurt that you don't know what to do with. We're going to use that yogurt to make, all right, you ready? A pizza dough. Yeah, we're going to combine that yogurt with some flour and a few other ingredients and make the most amazing pizza dough, and it's going to blow your mind. Now, this pizza dough recipe has been floating around for a while. You've probably heard about it. You may have seen maybe a demonstration somewhere and you thought, no way. Yes way. You can make a pizza dough with flour and yogurt. Yeah, you can. Now, before we get started with any recipe, as I've always mentioned, first thing you want to do is gather all of your ingredients. So we're going to make this pizza dough for what I call the express yourself. Bum, bum, ba-da-dum, bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-da-da-da-dum. Yeah, it's called the express yourself pizza, because it's a pizza that is expressive of who you are and what you feel. But really, it's expressive of what you have on hand in your kitchen. That's right. So you can express yourself using what you already have. So the dough recipe is so crazy easy. You need 2 cups of unbleached all-purpose flour. Now, I'm going to digress for just a minute about the flour, because I was in the market the other day looking for flour and it was all gone off the shelf in this particular market. I had to go to another market where they only had like 2 5-pound bags. So folks are buying flour and they're doing something with it. I hope that if you've got flour in your pantry, that you will use that flour to make this dough. Now, as I said, you need 2 cups of unbleached all-purpose flour. You're going to add that to a bowl. Next, you're going to add 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder, not baking soda, baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt or regular salt, sea salt. And then you're going to add 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder if you have it. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. I just love how that garlic kind of elevates that crust on the pizza and takes it to places that I really like. So you're going to put all that in a bowl, all right? And you're going to whisk it all together. And after you whisk that together, you're going to take 1 cup of plain Greek yogurt or whole fat yogurt, and you're going to put it in the mixing bowl, and you're going to mix it all together. Now, as you're mixing this dough, It's going to appear to be a little dry and crumbly, but you keep working it because it's eventually going to come together the way that you like. So once you get that dough together, you're going to mix it around and knead it a little bit in the bowl. You're going to take it out of that bowl, and then you're going to put it on top of a flat surface that's covered with parchment paper. You're going to sprinkle a little flour on that parchment paper, and you're going to plop that dough right down on there. Plop, all right? And you sprinkle a little flour on it, and then you're going to pat that dough down, like I'm patting it down now. And then you're going to take a rolling pin or a glass, if you have one, and you're going to roll that dough out. Now make sure that you roll it out so that it's, I like flat pizza or actually thin pizza, but roll it out to the size of whatever pan you're using. For this particular recipe, I'm using a 14-inch perforated pan. You know those pans that have all of the holes that are underneath or the holes that are in the pizza pan? My grandson loves this pizza pan. He likes to hold it up against his face and says, "I see you." He's so sweet. Anyway, you want to roll out that pizza dough and then slide it onto whatever pan that you're using. Now, for this particular pan that I'm using, this 14-inch perforated pan, I have sprayed the bottom of it with some nonstick spray. If you're using a baking sheet, make sure you cover that baking sheet with some parchment paper. All right, so we're gonna put the pizza pan and the crust on this pan. We're gonna stretch the crust out to make sure that it covers most of the pan. Now, this recipe is gonna really blow your mind. We've already made the dough, and now we're going to make the sauce. For this recipe, you do not need spaghetti sauce, marinara sauce, or any kind of special pizza sauce. The sauce for this is so simple. Now, the ingredients that you need for the sauce are these. You need an 8-ounce can of tomato sauce. You need a half a teaspoon of your favorite dried Italian seasoning, a half a teaspoon of salt, and a quarter teaspoon of garlic powder. All right, you with me? So we're gonna put the dried Italian seasoning in the pan, in the mixing bowl, and then we're going to add, where's my spoon here? We're going to add a half a teaspoon of salt into a little bowl, right? And then we're going to put a quarter teaspoon of garlic in this bowl, this little mixing bowl, all right? And then we've got our Italian seasoning in there, and as I said, it's a half a teaspoon of Italian seasoning. We're going to mix all this together, all right? Just mix it all together. Get it nice and mixed together. So, set that aside. You've got your herbs and your salt all mixed together. Now, for your pizza crust, you're going to take an 8-ounce can of tomato sauce, and you're going to take that sauce and literally spread it on your pizza dough, all right? So I am literally spreading this sauce on the pizza dough right now. And spread it, oh, I'd say about a quarter of an inch away from the edges. So get it spread. Use the entire can of tomato sauce, all right? Like I said, this is a food hack. We are going to create an Italian sauce without simmering it and without buying any kind of jarred sauce. All right, so we've got our tomato sauce on our pizza crust. So those herbs and the salt and the garlic powder that you just mixed in a separate little mixing bowl, just take it, literally, and you're gonna sprinkle it on top of that tomato sauce. Yeah, we are. There you go. We're sprinkling it on top of the tomato sauce, all right? Lovely. So we've got this nice herbiness going on top of that tomato sauce. So now, like I said, this is called Express Yourself Pizza. I happen to have mozzarella cheese in my refrigerator. Actually, it's a blend of different kinds of Italian cheeses. So I'm gonna take about a cup of cheese and I'm gonna spread it over the tomato sauce that we have sprinkled those herbs and the salt and the garlic powder over, all right? So we're gonna sprinkle this cheese. Now, I say a cup of cheese, that's enough for me. My son always complains that I don't put enough cheese on the pizza. Because I'm sharing it with him, I'm going to use a little extra. He would be happy to hear that. I'm surprised he's not walking through the kitchen right now because he knows that I'm cooking. So we're gonna get our cheese on the pizza, all right? So we've got cheese on top of there. Now, in terms of meat or protein, like I said, this is called Express Yourself Pizza. I have some leftover rotisserie chicken. It's about a breast and a half that I've chopped up. So I'm gonna take that and I am going to put that on top of the cheese. So, like I said, Express Yourself. I'm putting this chicken right on top. You know, I put extra cheese on the pizza, sweetie.
Oh.
Yeah, I did, just for you. I know you like it.
I would enjoy that.
Like I said, we're making this real time. All right, so I've got all of this chicken that's on top of this pizza. Now, yesterday, what we had for breakfast, I know I'm talking about breakfast and pizza at the same time. Yesterday, what we had for breakfast was bacon and waffles. I made bacon and waffles. So I had these two orphan pieces of bacon that nobody wanted to eat and we didn't know what to do with. So I just held on to them. Well, guess what? That bacon is now part of this pizza. So what I have done is I have taken those two pieces of bacon, and actually it was that, it's that thick cut bacon. I actually got it from the market, I think it was like a deli case. It was brown sugar, it had like brown sugar. Anyway, we had that for breakfast, so I'm putting that on here, all right? So that's on top of the pizza. In terms of vegetables, whatever vegetables you have in your refrigerator, I have the usual suspects. So I'm gonna put the usual suspects. So I've got about a third cup of chopped bell pepper that I'm putting on top of the pizza. This is really starting to look beautiful. We've got the green bell pepper that's on top of the cheese and the chicken. So we've got about a third cup of bell pepper that I'm putting right there on the top. I also happen to have, as most of us do, onions. Now I prefer red onions because I love the taste, but I also love the color. So I'm gonna sprinkle about a third a cup of chopped red onions right on top of there, right? Just like that, looking good. What do you think, sweetie?
It looks awesome.
I'm trying to tell you. All right, so I've got those onions on top of there, all right. I have some mushrooms that were left over from pasta dish that I made. So I've got about a third a cup of mushrooms. You can use more if you want, but this is about a third of a cup. In fact, I'm gonna use a few extra I have over here on this cutting board. Let me grab them. We're gonna put a few more mushrooms on top, all right. And I also happen to have a tomato that was in the refrigerator. And I said, if I don't use this tomato, it's not gonna be long for this world. So I chopped up the tomato, actually took the seeds out of it. So it's chopped and it's gonna go right on top of that pizza. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine this, the visual? You've got this lovely 14-inch round pizza that has tomato sauce on it. You've got chicken and bacon. Chicken and bacon. You've got the green bell peppers. You've got the purplish looking onions, and you've got the bright red tomatoes. Now we need one more ingredient. Now I love a briny olive, okay? I'm really into that. So what I have, and in fact, Kalamala olives are the absolute best, because they're salty and they're briny. So I've got about 2 tablespoons of Kalamala olives that I'm just gonna sprinkle right on the top of this pizza. Let me tell you, this is just beautiful. It's really lovely. All right, so we've got these olives on top, okay? Nice. Now, my son would like extra cheese on top, but because I put extra cheese on the bottom, I think I have done my best for him. All right. So I like to finish it with just a little cracked pepper. So I've got this pepper grinder. So I'm just gonna grind some pepper on the top. There we go. There we go, a little pepper. So we're gonna put this in the oven and it bakes for 20 to 25 minutes for about 425 degrees. Now I'm telling you, in the time that it would take you to pick up the phone, place an order for a pizza, sit down, fold your hands, and wait for somebody to knock on your door and deliver it, you could have made this Express Yourself pizza. I'm telling you, you can't. So you pop this in the oven. I'm walking over to the oven, and we're going to put it in the oven. It's already preheated at 425 degrees. All right, do your thing. And after 20, 25 minutes, you have the most amazing pizza. Now, because I make a lot of food, because I cook a lot, and because I just happened to make another pizza before I started this podcast, it is fresh out of the oven. And let me tell you, I love thin crust pizza. It is beautiful to look at. The crust is crispy. It's golden brown. All of the vegetables have kind of like married together, and you see that cheese. Let's taste. Oh, and those olives too. Mmm. Now that is a delicious, satisfying pizza. Mmm. And the bacon. The bacon is so good. All right. I've got a glass. Lovely glass of Pinot Noir, and I'm going to finish it with my pizza. That is good eating. What I want you to do is make this pizza and express yourself. Bum, bum. Thank you for joining me in the kitchen. We will talk soon. And we will eat sooner. Let me get back to my pizza. All right. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.